We next return to our panel with your questions. Pushkar and Areshka got in touch asking, what's the ideal treatment for OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder? First up, Roger.
OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, can be a very difficult and debilitating issue. Some estimates suggest that up to 3% of the population have OCD at some point in their lives. Often it can be recurrent as well. It tends to occur when we have thoughts or images or repetitive ideas that come into mind intrusively and are quite distressing. And then in order to try and deal with them, often we feel compelled, that's where the compulsion comes in, to do certain things, perhaps engage in a ritual, whether that's internal, psychological, or whether that's something external in the environment.
So the typical stereotype of OCD, if you like, might be someone that has a fear of contamination with bugs in the environment. And so they might compulsively wash their hands and wash light switches, for example, and everything around them in order to take control of those bugs and make sure that they're wiped out and therefore they're safe.
That's often the kind of way it would work, although, of course, it's not restricted to. While it's very common to have concerns about contamination and dirt and so forth, there are many other areas that it can affect in life. And at worst, you know, people can be spending a lot of their waking hours concerned with performing rituals. So it can be a real problem. But the good news is that there are treatments for OCD. So part of the treatment is going to be exposing oneself to the feared stimulus. So it might be a contamination example around, like a dirty door handle, and then resisting the urge to perform the rituals to it. And over time, very often, the level of anxiety drops down and some progress can be made. And typically what we'll try and do is clinically is take a particular line of work around a ritual and get the number of rituals down and achieve some symptomatic reduction that way. And at least 50% of people respond well. There's also evidence that SSRIs can be helpful, either as a standalone treatment or combined with psychotherapy.
So that's a type of antidepressant given with the cognitive behavioural therapy where you're exposed to the thing that you're frightened or obsessive about. Martin, do we know much about what's going on in the brain of people that are affected by obsessive compulsive disorder?
Yes, so there's a basic circuit in the brain that is involved in normal behaviour that involves an interaction between deep brain structures and prefrontal cortex. This is called the prefrontal basal ganglia loop system that is involved in normal behavioural control. We're all engaging in that system at the moment. And I think the general idea is that there is a disruption to this system, the information processing capabilities of this system in patients with obsessive compulsive disorder. And I think most research nowadays is trying to really focus in on which part of that system or which constituent parts have aberrant physiological behaviour in conditions like obsessive compulsive disorder. Because essentially that's all it is. It's a shift in normal behaviour, and so it's a shift in a normal circuit in the brain, and I think a lot of treatment is trying to re-establish the balance in these circuits.
And in fact, the idea of putting an electrical impulse through an electrode into a very specific part of the brain, and there's actually this being looked at in OCD currently in an area called the ventral striatum, which is involved in the loops that Martin was just talking about, to alter the connectivity and to alter the activity going on in the brain there. But I think, again, it's important to note that obsessive compulsive disorder has many different symptoms. And for each individual, I mean, it can present very differently. For some people, it really is about obsessive thoughts that can keep re-entering the brain. And for other people, it comes with those rituals and those behaviours. Any idea of a best treatment, it's never a one-size-fits-all. There's multiple different treatments available. And it's about working with a clinician to find the one that works for that individual.